Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And in our next couple of segments, we're going to power down a bit. We're going to replay a very special interview and pay tribute to a very dear friend of our show and someone who had an impact on me personally and professionally. It was last Saturday that I learned the tragic and heartbreaking news of sports journalist Bob Berry Jr. He had been killed in a motorcycle accident. And I've known Bobby since I played basketball at Oklahoma. I worked for him as a television intern. And he has been a true source of encouragement to me. And I know he has been to so many in our business and in the state of Oklahoma. So it's very hard to say goodbye to Bob Berry Jr., someone so special and that we all cared about. Here's my final interview with him talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios in Houston, Texas. Once again, it has been a very busy week in sports, and over the next 2 hours, we have got you covered with the biggest and the best. Up first, we're going to head up to Oklahoma City and visit with always one of the Big E favorites. That is the sports director with KFOR Television in Oklahoma City, Bob Berry Jr. Good evening, Bobby. How are you on this Friday night?
Hi, E. How are you? I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm doing great. Anxious to talk about some of the big changes taking place in Oklahoma City. The Thunder, they hire Billy Donovan as their head coach. He agrees to that multi-year deal. What was your reaction? And in your mind, does he fit the Thunder mold and job description?
Well, I definitely think he fits the mold, obviously. And he had a prior relationship with Sam Presti, the general manager, who made the double whammy decision, if you will, to fire Scott Brooks, who I think percentage-wise is only the winningest NBA coach percentage-wise without an NBA title, and then bringing in a college coach with 1 day of experience as the head coach of the Orlando Magic back in 2007. But Presti knows all about Billy Donovan, and Sam, in fact, hired a couple of guys from Donovan's Florida staff in the last couple of years to assist the Thunder, including the Developmental League head coach Mark Degnault. So, you know, there was a prior relationship, and Billy Donovan had his introductory news conference a couple of weeks ago and said and did all the right things, and he and Sam Presti appeared to be all smiles and giggles, and they're ready to go. They got a lot of work to do.
They do. Well, so obviously we heard the mixed reaction on the firing of Scott Brooks. What has been the reaction from Thunder fans? Are they cautiously optimistic about the hiring of Billy Donovan, or had they embraced him wholeheartedly?
Well, they're trying to be cautiously optimistic. I think it'd be unfair of any of us, including Billy Donovan or Sam Presti, to say, oh yeah, this is going to be a smashing success. Because when Sam Presti made the decision to cut Scott Brooks loose, the only thing Scott Brooks didn't do in his time in Oklahoma City was win an NBA championship. He did everything else. He won a Coach of the Year award individually. He already had a ring as a player. He had a four-time scoring champion in Kevin Durant. He had a league MVP in Kevin Durant. And he had a scoring champion, Russell Westbrook, last season. And he went to the Western Conference Finals 3 times, won his division 4 times, went to the NBA Finals once. So when you look at all of that stuff, Elissa, It was not your normal firing. Scott Brooks, you couldn't really check a list of faults that he had as the Oklahoma City Thunder head coach for a reason to get rid of him, and yet the Thunder did that. So in my mind, with Billy Donovan's hire, it's championship or bust, and anything short of that, I think in this next season, given the health of the team, they better be healthy, including Kevin Durant, obviously, but if they don't win the championship, then I think everybody aims at Sam Presti, not at Billy Donovan, and the general manager's job to be on the line.
Sports director with KFOR Television in Oklahoma City, Bob Berry Jr., is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We want to hear what you think. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Bob Berry Jr., of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Got to ask you this, since you're talking about General Manager Sam Presti, he said that he cast a wide net. They looked at a lot of different people, but that ultimately Billy Donovan was the right person for this job. Who else were some serious candidates?
Well, not that I don't, you know, like Mr. Presti and all, but I would say that wide net was just big enough to fit Billy Donovan in, because we're led to believe Billy Donovan was the only guy they interviewed and the only guy they offered the job to. And, of course, you know as well as I do, it's all the national people, the minute the job came open when Presti made the controversial decision to let Scott Brooks go, Billy Donovan's name popped up first on everybody's list. And so I just think that it was always going to be Billy Donovan's job to lose, and as opposed to what Donovan decided to do almost 20 years ago when he took the Orlando job and then turned it down after 24 hours. He was ready to go, and I thought he was pretty honest at his news conference here in Oklahoma City a couple of weeks ago when he said, I felt like I did everything I could have done at Florida, two national titles, 4 Final Four appearances, 6 SEC championships, all that kind of stuff. He said, as opposed to 2007, when I felt like I still had work to do at Florida. So I think he was a little gun shy. He might have gotten to Orlando 8 years ago. I certainly don't mean to speak for him, but might have gotten there and seen that the organization structurally wasn't what all he thought it was going to be, whereas he knew about Sam Presti, had done all this stuff at Florida, is almost 50 years old, and thought, man, I'm ready for the NBA, and what a great situation. Because think about it, E, when has a college coach ever inherited a roster like this coming into the NBA? It's incredible.
Yeah, with KD and Russell Westbrook. So I know you said it's been a couple weeks ago since the press conference and the introduction of new head coach Billy Donovan. What were some of the notable highlights, and did you have a chance to speak with him?
Well, we got a couple of minutes with him, but again, he's polished. The guy's been coaching half his life, so I fully expected what I got. I mean, a guy that was certainly not a rookie by any means. I mean, he might be stepping up to the ultimate plateau of his sport, but he knows how to handle a press conference. So he definitely won the press conference. I thought it was cool that Kevin Durant showed up in attendance, as did Nick Collison, two of the guys that were in town. You're talking about the leader of the team and then the most veteran player on the team, as you well know. But both of those guys were there, and it's probably appropriate that both were there. Kevin Durant on a scooter and Nick Collison on crutches, because he just had arthroscopic surgery. And of course, Kevin's facing that bone graft surgery that he's had and he's trying to recover from. So, but it was good to see those guys there. I thought Coach Donovan handled everything perfectly, and he paid tribute to Scott Brooks, which I also thought was warranted based, again, on the success level Brooks had. This is not, as my radio partner, the former Oklahoma State head football coach Pat Jones says, this is not a car in a ditch. This is a program that's just on the cusp of winning an NBA championship if they can get a little health break or two.
Right. It is not Orlando. So what is the biggest challenge that Billy Donovan will face making that transition from college to the pro?
Getting number 35 injury-free and healthy and playing an entire season. I don't even think it's close in terms of the number one goal. People say, well, he's got to develop a relationship with these guys who might have a raised eyebrow over a college coach trying to come in. But he's great with relationships. Plus, Billy Donovan spent several years coaching with USA Basketball, so he's been around these pros, you know, helping out Mike Krzyzewski and those kind of guys with Team USA. So he's not new to that part of it. But it's all about Kevin Durant. If he, especially with Kevin coming into the final season of his contract, so many national people have already written Durant off as, well, he had a great time in Oklahoma City. Where will he be next year? You know, Washington, D.C., L.A., New York, whatever. But I think it's incumbent on Kevin having a really good season, being healthy, getting back into a good groove again, and then being comfortable enough with his new head coach and his teammates to where he wants to sign to stay on in Oklahoma City with a massive contract because of that new TV money. I mean, Kevin Durant stands to sign for $30 to $35 million a year after this final season.
Well, you know, Bobby, health obviously will be key, but will he have to change the way that he communicates? Because it is different from college to pros. I mean, you're talking about guys 24 years and up. They're more mature. These aren't college guys.
I think he will, and he admitted that at his news conference, but he said, I'm all about relationships. That's all I've done my whole life. And he also did his own research before he went into the NBA. His mentor to this day is Rick Pitino. I mean, that's who he played for
right
at Providence, talking about Coach Donovan. So Billy the Kid said, you know, I talked to Rick Pitino, and Pitino said, you know, I really had a lot of fun times when I was coaching the New York Knicks because I won, and I couldn't stand my tenure with the Boston Celtics because I lost. So what Pitino schooled Donovan on was, if you're going to take an NBA job, make sure you're surrounded by good players. And like we said, because of the roster, and it's not just Durant and Westbrook. I mean, you've got Serge Ibaka. You have the youngsters that came on last year. Mitch McGarry is a rising star in this program. Steven Adams, they've got big guys. They've got small guys. They brought in Deion Waiters last year from Cleveland. I think he's going to end up being the starting shooting guard at just age 23. And they went from averaging almost 30 years of age after last year, E, to now averaging 26 years of age and being a better roster if everybody's healthy. So they got younger, they got better, and now they have a coach who's used to being around young, good people. I think it's a good fit on paper, but again, we won't know until they get going and, you know, figure out the chemistry and all of that and see where the boundaries are, if any.
Much more NBA talk coming your way with Bob Berry Jr. from KFOR Television in Oklahoma City. We will be right back at YSR.